Here we go with our Valley Falls locker room chat here tonight on KNZA, presented by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Dragons football coach, that is Wyatt Hofstra. Always appreciate a few minutes each and every week. Coach, let's get some thoughts on the game last week on the road at McLeod, the Bulldogs team that's been much improved over the last couple of seasons, but just take us through that loss last week against McLeod.
Well, offensively, I thought we played okay. Score wasn't great, so we didn't get the ball in the end zone a lot, but I thought we moved the ball relatively well, especially for losing Reeves in the first drive offense. Defensively, we just couldn't keep them off the field. I think they had six drives, I think, and like five of them for touchdowns, and we got a fumble out of the other. So they did a good job of, you know, setting the tone up front and moving the ball and breaking tackles. Is really what it came down to.
Well, we got a few weeks left in the regular season, and obviously it hasn't gone the way you've wanted to this point, but do you feel like the kids have done a good job? You know, it's easy for kids at this level to maybe get down a little bit if it's not going the way they want. Do you feel like the kids have done a good job responding week in and week out?
Yeah, I'd say so. We've had a good group. We've had pretty positive leaders and pretty positive followers as well. Just each week we, you know, preach getting better and improving, setting little goals and attainable goals and working up from there. You know, culture and things don't change in a day or a week or, you know, a month or a year sometimes. That's a long, widespread thing, a long tunnel. But there is light at the end. And I keep telling these guys, you know, go 1-0 every day, win each rep, you know, don't complain about it, things like that. And it'll work out for you in the end. And even if you don't get to see that work out, you know, if you're a foundation layer, you know, hopefully that is something that you can take into your life in different aspects and become good citizens of the community of, you know, of Valley Falls and our state and different colleges these guys go out into and be good brothers and sons and husbands and fathers one day.
There's certainly going to be still a lot to play for here, and there's still 3-4 weeks left here in the season. So you're, again, you mentioned just kind of winning each rep, getting better each and every day. It sounds like the guys are doing a good job of that here, and obviously it'll be a tough one against Jefferson County North on Friday, and we'll talk about it in a moment. But again, as you, as a coach and kind of your coaching staff, when it's gone kind of this way throughout the course of the year, is it, I would think it's maybe a little bit different, you know, if your team's sitting here at 4-1 compared to, you know, still searching for your first win, is it's, Are you tinkering with some things? Are you giving guys maybe a chance, an opportunity to play elsewhere? Maybe they wouldn't be as accustomed to. I mean, just kind of mixing and matching with how the season has gone to this point with just some of your players.
Definitely, 100%. That's kind of just a small school thing that we have to deal with anyways. You know, a couple kids ineligible and then a couple kids banged up or concussed. A couple kids sick. So, yeah, we've got, you know, 2 to 3 guys a week, it seems like, moving different positions and changing starters and doing different things. And right now it's kind of looking like last about 5 runs of the game against McLeod, we were +1 in linemen and -1 in running backs. So we moved Carter Pickle back there. So, you know, he's been playing guard for the last year and a half or 2 years. And then all of a sudden he's running the ball and he did an okay job of it. So, you know, we have several people like that that are doing different things and doing whatever it takes to help the team. And several guys that are really committed to being okay with that, you know, whether they're moving from a glory position like running back and moving to O-line or going from O-line to running back. And they are, you know, down to do what the team needs.
Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra, a few more minutes, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. They're back at home against Jefferson County North tomorrow night. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra here, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair. Tomorrow night they're back at home taking on Jefferson at County North. We'll get to them here in a moment, but just kind of piggybacking off the end of our first segment here with, you know, shuffling some kids around when you got some kids out, dealing with injuries and such, and then you're putting some guys maybe in some spots they're not quite used to. The challenges for you as your, as the head coach and your coaching staff, does it make it more challenging each week? Do you have to tinker with the playbook and change some things around when you do move kids around?
Not necessarily. I mean, yes and no. You really just preach fundamentals, preach skill-based, just, you know, base set of offense and base set of defense and simplify things and try to make it so where kids aren't thinking as much and they can just react fast and can just trust instincts.
What do you see with this Jefferson County North team tomorrow night? You know, they make that incredible run to the state championship game last year. They lose a ton and then, you know, put some new kids in, and they lose their first game of the year against Morehill Mounts Academy. But since then, it looks like they've turned things around. Four straight wins. They had to come from behind and beat Onega last week in what was a really good game, 28-22. But Jefferson County North, what do you see from them?
Yeah, they played real well last week watching that Onega film. That was a good game. But yeah, it's, you know, the team they had last year, and, you know, people keep talking about them, but, you know, now we're kind of finding out that, that group that graduated really benefited these young guys now practicing against them every day. So they got good reps of practice and for a year plus, and now they're going out and being consistent and doing well and being physical and running the ball, and they're coached real well and they play real hard.
What do you have to stop first? Their quarterback's really good and mobile. Merrick Knoll's a really good running back. He seems to put up about 100 yards a week, it seems like. And obviously they got some really good offensive linemen still. But what would you say is like the number one thing you guys got to really control, contain, and stop this week?
Definitely the run. That's how all our games have been. And I want to stop the run. I'd rather have a team throw for a ton of yards against us right now so that we can stop the run and focus on it first.
Finally, Coach, just a few keys and just kind of the expectations for this home tilt tomorrow night against JCN.
Offensively for us, it'll be consistency, moving the ball, retaining the ball, just being patient, doing our stuff, doing our thing, throwing, catching, running. And defensively, we'll be assignment sound defense, gap responsible, and wrapping up. We did a bad job arm tackling last week, and so our focus this week has been being out and being physical and wrapping up.
There it is, Valley Falls football coach Wyatt Hofstra. A few minutes. We appreciate it each and every week. They get Jefferson County North tomorrow night, Northeast Kansas League showdown, of course, week six here during the high school football season. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
Yes, thanks for all you do, and thank you, Go Dragons.